in the baseball biz. At this point in the season, a few teams are looking to the playoffs and others are looking to next year. Even losing teams, though, have fans show up to root for them. And that is so even for the team that this year actually may establish the worst record ever in the entire history of the game. We know that such a baseball achievement sounds unlikely, but we go now to a very reliable source at the White House, NPR's Don Gagne. Don Gagne, your hometown team, the Detroit Tigers, are so bad they could achieve the worst record ever in all of baseball. How could such a thing be true, and why do you torture yourself by rooting for this team?
I've been a fan of this team my entire life. My family's roots are in Detroit. I love that city. I love its history, the history of the auto industry and the labor unions. And I just love its baseball team. So I'm sticking with them no matter how depressing
it
gets.
That's understandable entirely. But please, exactly how bad are the Tigers? Never mind the glory days. How bad are they now?
It's a 162-game season, right? Here we are in August. They are more than 60 games below 500, a feat that is not easy to accomplish, I might add. And there's something like 23 games out of fifth place, okay? And not to depress myself even more.
Doesn't it hurt you to keep track of these kinds of things?
I am jealous of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and the San Diego Padres, both awful, awful teams.
Look, you were just home back in Michigan, mm-hmm. and you went to a game in person. What's the mood there in the stands?
Words really, I think, fail me when I try to describe it. First, there aren't a lot of people in the stands. It's a new ballpark downtown, and it is really practically empty. It's gloomy. It feels hopeless. Some fans, though, do seem to get a perverse thrill over an especially long losing streak.
Well, okay, so the team isn't doing so great, but at least, what, you took your daughters there. You had a great day at the ballpark. You got to see the home team. How was the day?
It's still fun. My two daughters, they're 10 and 5. My 10-year-old started going to games with me when she was a toddler. She's never seen a winning season. But really, for them, I kind of view it as a lesson about loyalty. And I tell them when the Tigers do finally win it all again someday, and I assure them that day will come, it'll be that much more satisfying if we stick with them now.
You cover a president who loves baseball, owned the Texas Rangers. He's conducted little league games out on the White House lawn. Do you ever get a chance to talk to him about baseball?
We don't get a lot of opportunities for a small talk with the president, so I have not had a chance to talk baseball with President Bush yet. But there's a Secret Service guy who works at that main gate at the front of the White House that I come through every morning, and he is a Tiger fan. And as I approach that guardhouse every morning, I hear on the little squawk box that they have, "How'd they do last night?" You know? And I give him the score, and he rolls his eyes. But we've kind of got this thing, and I like to think of that as an example of how even an awful team can help create a sense of community. That is something that rooting for a team and having a team and having it be your team, even if they're awful, can do for you.
NPR White House correspondent and Tigers fan Don Gagne from Washington. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
And we'll go out on Go Get 'Em Tigers, the team's fight song from 1968, the year they won the World Series.
Go get 'em, Tiger. Rawr.
We're all behind us.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.